And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy, going around the world, and today we have some secrets to disclose to you. Some amazing information you won't hear anywhere else except here on Power of Prophecy. There is prophetic power in the Word of God. This is Secrets, Volume 142. Can you believe that we're at 142? And by the way, we offer these for $8 each, but we only go back. Jerry, my broadcast engineer, better ask him. I think we only go back about 101. I don't even know about that far. Probably, you know, probably the last 12 or something. You know, don't check on it right now. But if you want back issues, you can go back several months or so on these. But we cover things that, well, pick up any newspaper, and there are, of course, some of these are stories, but the slant on the news, the truthful information here is something that, well, it's nowhere else. Hey, here's some things we're going to look at today. Who is Gog of the land of Magog? Gog, G-O-G. The Bible talks about him. Is it George Bush? Well, the three top religious Jews in the world recently honored President Bush and called him the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. Is he Gog? Is he going to bring the world into the last days, into World War III? Well, he's got from now to January the 19th to do so, because on January the 20th, 2009, supposedly we're going to inaugurate a new president, and he won't be it. He's going to have to work pretty hard to get there. Well, if it's him, and guess what? We're being told now there will need to be concentration camps set up to help people during the coming global crisis of global warming. Sounds like the fix is in. And the United Nations wants to have more money to beef up its World Food Organization. There's a World Food Authority. Maybe you've never heard about it. There's the World Health Organization, or WHO, W-H-O. Some people believe that they, through their vaccination programs, began the worldwide HIV/AIDS crisis. And now there's an organization that will have control of all the world's food supplies called the World Food Organization. Meanwhile, persecution against Christians is really catching on around the world with these so-called hate crime laws. But when you hear about a hate crime law, what it really means is they hate Christianity and they want to shut it down. Well, there's a Christian ministry up in Canada I know of, and they did indeed just shut it down, the Canadian authorities. And we'll tell you what the leaders of that Christian group had to say. Meanwhile, George W. Bush, is he really, he and his father? Are the Bushes and the Clintons connected in some way at the hip? You may be surprised. Did you know that, getting back to this World Food Organization, some very powerful men and women, a few women at least, have got together and set up a doomsday seed vault? A doomsday seed vault. We'll talk about that. I think that's quite interesting. Hey, there's an Oklahoma congresswoman that is just horrible. She is one of the worst people on the face of the earth. Well, that's what a gay newspaper says. But I sort of like the lady. I think she's a heroine. I think she's our hero for today here on Power of Prophecy, But they say she's off the wall. They say she's a homophobic freak because she's exposed the homosexual agenda. We'll be talking about this Congresswoman, Sally Kern. I have a picture of her here. She looks like a very friendly lady. I might just have her as a guest on my World of my Power of Prophecy program. I sort of like the lady. But the queers say she's evil. She's a bigger threat than the terrorists of Islam. Oh. President Bush has recently met with United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. And the discussion, the topic that they discussed, Africa. Africa? Why Africa? There's an economic meltdown here in the United States, a recession zone, and the president wanted to talk with the United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon about Africa. Some misplaced priorities are there. We'll talk about that. See how much fun we're going to have today, friends. Of course, there's old Arnold Schwarzenegger. I almost called him something else there. Sorry. Schwarzenegger, governor of California, who recently signed a law to criminalize those who want to teach traditional marriages in the schools. And now a court is in California says no more homeschooling. We're going to force you to go to schools so you can learn about all the glories of being a homo. Well, we'll talk about that as well. Hey, they had a big meeting on Capitol Hill. Capitol Hill Masonic Breakfast, a great success, according to the Scottish Rite Journal. I wasn't invited. I'm insulted, Jerry. The Capitol Hill Masonic Breakfast was a great success. I didn't even know about it. Can you believe it? You know, there's 33-degree rituals in Freemasonry, and I think I'm minus one. Not only am I a zero in Freemasonry, I think they've started giving minuses for those who are anti-Masons opposed. I think I'm a minus one degree. Does that make any sense? Yeah, folks. Ask me if I'm a Mason. Yes, I'm a minus one degree Mason. That means I try to take away from free by telling the truth, you know. Oh, my. Hey, Prince Charles appeared in the nation of Dubai, but it wasn't the real Prince Charles. It was a laser hologram speaking to a group all the way from Great Britain. He sent a laser hologram message. He was speaking live to him, all right, but as a laser hologram. Isn't that astonishing? And did you know now, friends, I hope we can get to this. If not, wow, we may have to have another program. I've got so much on my agenda today. Everybody's worried about biochips being planted into the skin, into the flesh. But now a corporation has come up with a chipless identity marker made of tattoo ink. They just put a tattoo on you. And then they can track you all over the world. Communicate with you. So they don't need to put a chip in you. They just, you know, have the message on ink. Ink. Of course, with, you know, nano robots, they can actually put it in a glass of water and you drink the nano robot and it's in your body just like a chip. You've just drank it. And it grabs hold of the inside of your stomach or your intestine or your esophagus, and you got a chip and don't even know it. All you did was drink a Coke or a Sprite or, you know, glass of tea, and next thing you know, you got a nano robot inside you communicating with Big Brother. It's an astonishing thing, so that no man may buy or sell, save he that has the mark or the name or the number of the beast. Revelation 13. Well, let's just get to work on these things. And I even got an article here. A former congressman says there are concentration camps built and there are railroad cars that are built with shackles and they're going to bring people to these camps. Huh? Well, you know, we put out the video Gulag USA and some people sneered and scorned what we said. But now a former congressman said it's real. It's true. They're going to do it. Let's get right away to Gog. Gog, Ezekiel 38 says, "And the word of the Lord came unto me," says the prophet Ezekiel, "saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal." Well, in this month's newsletter, April newsletter, and by the way, the feature article is on our website now, Gog, Magog, and the Scroll of Bush. Three very prominent Jews, including the chief rabbi of the coming. Did you hear what I just said? The coming new temple. They've already got the chief rabbi chosen. They're planning big things in Jerusalem. They first got to destroy the Golden Dome mosque of the Muslims and build their own great temple. And they're going to do it. And they've got a chief rabbi chosen. Well, he and the chief representative of the new Jewish Congress and Rabbi Steinsaltz, the high priest of the Sanhedrin. That's right. They have recognized George W. Bush now as the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, Gog. Now, it wasn't, I want to make something clear here. They were not necessarily recognizing George W. Bush, the man. They were recognizing that the person who has that position, the leader of the West, the leader of the United States of America, being the sole superpower on this planet, is Gog, of the land of Magog. That's what the Jews say. And they gave him the scroll of Bush, telling him that as Gog of the land of Magog, he had a responsibility to give the Jews everything they wanted, their kingdom. Every square inch of land, and the Palestinians are to get nothing. And of course, one of the responsibilities of the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, is to attack in the Middle East and destroy much of the Middle East, to smash and destroy certainly the enemies of Israel, and to bring about World War III, destruction of the majority of planet Earth. And they believe they, the Jews, will supernaturally rise to the top of what's left from the ashes. It's called creative destruction. Have you ever heard of such a phrase? Creative destruction. It's part of the Jewish Kabbalah and Talmud that the world will be destroyed by Gog, and then the Jews will come forth to set up their kingdom on the heap of ashes of what's left after the fires of nuclear destruction. And they say the leader of the West is their hero, Gog, to bring it about. They forget that God said, "I am against thee, O God." I'm talking about God, G-O-D. I'm talking about Jesus Christ, who told Ezekiel, "I'm against Gog, and I'll destroy him and his people who live carelessly in the isles. I will send a fire on Magog," says Ezekiel 39, "and among them that dwell carelessly in the isles, and they shall know that I am the Lord." Now, Bush may be replaced by McCain. He may be replaced by Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama. It doesn't matter, according to the Jews. Whoever is the leader of the West is Gog and is destined prophetically. They could be right. There is going to be a Gog. And our Lord Jesus Christ is opposed to this Gog and opposed to the Jews that honor him. And literally hell on earth is going to break out. I don't know when, but it isn't getting close. When they give Bush, when he visited in January of 2008 in Israel, and these Jews, the top Jews, religious Jews in the world, give him a scroll honoring him as the prophesied Gog, that's the representative of Satan. That's the Antichrist. And they're proud of their man. Of course, they believe that once he's destroyed most of the world, then their Messiah can step forth. their Messiah. Oh, not Jesus. Not Jesus. Remember some years ago, I was in Houston, Texas on a radio program. The radio show host was a Jewish gentleman, and I'm being very flattering to him by calling him a gentleman. But we had a little discussion. We took a break. You know how they do commercial breaks on these commercial radio stations? And he said, did you know that I'm Jewish, Mr. Mars? And I said, well, I saw your name and I thought you might be. He said, well, I am, and I'm very opposed to Christianity. I said, really? I said, well, you know, Jesus came to be Messiah of the whole world, including Israel. And of course, he disagreed with me about that. He said, we're going to have our own Messiah. I said, well, you reject Jesus, you're going to have your own Messiah. Do you know his name yet? He said, the chief rabbis will tell us his name. Friends, no wonder Jesus said in the Bible, he said, I come in the Father's name and you receive me not, to the Jews, but someday one will come in his name, him you will receive. They're waiting for the rabbis to tell them the name of their Messiah. But first comes Gog of the land of Magog and destroys a symbolic man, an evil man. You know, it might just be they accept Gog himself as their Messiah. He's going to be so powerful. He's going to do such a horrible deed in destroying Islam and the enemies of Israel, they might just bring him into their rebuilt temple and honor him as God himself. G-O-D. Gog as God. Well, we move from Gog, and again, I'm not saying George Bush is the Antichrist or Gog, but he just holds that position according to the Jews. Now, here's an interesting thing. A climate change expert, oh yes, scientist James Lovelock. I've known Mr. Lovelock for many years now. He's a big New Age occultist, but the New Agers love him. He says the earth is alive. She speaks to us, our mother. He says by 2040, the world population will have to be culled. There's too many people in the world. And by the year 2040, it'll have to be culled. Well, let me just put it this way. There's too many people. They gotta kill us off. They gotta get rid of most of us. He says it'll happen by floods, drought, and famine caused by global change. Climate change. Climate change is gonna do the job for them. Well, you know, the Air Force 2025 report says by the year 2025, the U.S. Air Force will control the weather systems of this earth. They'll be able to cause hurricanes or intensify hurricanes. They'll be able to cause tornadoes and rainstorms and floods. And already we're experimenting with tsunamis, and I believe the one that occurred in the Pacific a few years ago that killed thousands of people was indeed a U.S. secret military project. I believe we planted a nuclear weapon down on the in a fault line down deep under the ocean and exploded it, and there we had the tsunami wave. They'll do the same thing to create artificial volcanoes and earthquakes. And we might need encampments, concentration camps, I call them, to keep people. There are going to be all these millions of refugees that will be displaced. Besides, nations will be fighting nations for food, says Mr. Lovelock. There'll be a shortage of food, and people will be killing other people for food. They'll be burning homes. They'll be rioting in neighborhoods. Food riots. Sort of like the movie Soylent Green. They rioted in the streets, and then they begin to process dried food like pet food, but it was made of human bodies. People didn't even know it. They thought it was good protein. It was like little cakes or little wafers, processed human beings. Yeah, they call it Soylent Green. Come get your food. They would pass out at government distribution centers. Well,
Lovelock says that Margaret Thatcher, former Prime Minister of Britain, understands this and is working with him on this project. And the Queen of England is also sympathetic to his views. He says Mother Earth, the Gaia goddess, is going to take care of problems because Earth is a living, self-regulating system. We have overheated the planet. Global warming is reality, and everything is going to come to a screeching end, and Mother Earth will herself massacre millions. Oh, yeah, I think she's going to get a lot of help from the regulators, the controllers. But hold on, Mr. Lovelock. Hold on. You see, for 30 years, we've been in a warming stage on the world scene. Now, the true scientists, not these fakers like Mr. Lovelock and all these environmental wackos, the true scientists say, well, this is just a normal, you know, upturn or downturn. The world is cool for a while, and then it gets hot for a while, and then cool for a while. You know, but it only means 1 or 2 degrees at the most. And we've had periods of cooling and heating and cooling and heating. And now, news reports have recently come out only in the last month. And did you know the 4 top world organizations that check and track weather patterns are now saying we're moving into a global cooling period? See, we've been told we've got to change the way we live and have hybrid cars and get rid of gasoline fuels and hydrofluorocarbons and pay some kind of emissions tax and set up all kind of world environmental authorities and give up our freedoms because of the truth of global warming. And now it's a big crock of nonsense. We find that Al Gore is an imbecile. He's an idiot. Well, we've sort of always known that here at Power Prophecy. I read his book when it came out, Earth in the Balance, back in the early 80s. I'd never seen such a silly book in my whole life. He said, we've got to honor the Earth goddess religions because the Earth goddess honors the Earth. And the guy says, I'm a Baptist, but I believe in honoring the Earth goddess. Oh, yeah, you're really a Baptist. The devil's Baptist. But listen to this. London Daily Express, February 18, 2008, had an article, Global Warming? It's the coldest winter in decades. They said that in the year 2008, that winter alone, the one we're just overcoming now, was one of the coldest on records, and it was so cold that it overcame the temperature averages for the whole last 100 years of global heating. In fact, all of these weather stations and weather organizations, including the NASA's, says that the last 7 years we have been cooling. There is no warming. We're going to get cold. Let me read to you. New evidence has cast doubt, says this article, on claims that the world's ice caps are melting. Satellite data shows that concerns over the levels of sea ice were premature. It was feared the polar caps were vanishing because of the effects of global warming. But figures from the respected U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration show that almost all the lost ice has come back. Figures show there's nearly a third more ice in Antarctica than there is usual for this time of year. There's more ice in Antarctica than there should be. Oh, my goodness, friends, I'm worried about it. I think I'm going to start selling fur coats and jackets and, you know, the things you put around your neck and gloves from here at Power Prophecy. We've got to save people's life or they're going to freeze to death in the coming global cooling, Jerry. Jerry's over here laughing. He doesn't understand the gravity. It's global cooling, man. We got to change the way we live. Wow. Get rid of your heating systems in your homes. All you're going to need is a bigger air conditioner. No, wait, that wouldn't work. It's the other way around. Yeah, get rid of your air conditioners. We need heaters, heating systems. Hey, there's another moneymaker. sell ovens. Oh, yes. Fireplaces, ovens, heaters. People are going to get cold. They're going to freeze to death. Just think about it, friends. Hawaii, Fiji Islands, the Caribbean, all those wonderful, the Bahamas, all those lovely places where people used to sit on the beach. Now they're going to just be in fur coats just freezing. It's going to be like Iceland. Ooh, I'm so cold. We're into global cooling. I can see the scientists getting all, you know, into this one. Mother Earth is punishing us with global cooling. This article here in the London Daily Express says, a photograph of polar bears clinging on to a melting iceberg became one of the most enduring images in the campaign against global warming. It was even used by former U.S. Vice President Al Gore during his Inconvenient Truth lectures about mankind's impact on the world. In fact, the former vice president says he's going to spend $300 million on a new global warming campaign to stop it. But now scientists say the Northern Hemisphere has not only endured its coldest winter in decades, but there's more to come, that we're moving into a new stage, an era of global cooling. Well, that's not the only article I was recently reading. Here's another one from the Tribune Review newspaper of March 2nd. It says, NASA says recent satellite images show that the allegedly endangered polar ice cap, with its ominous specter of melting completely and killing off all polar bears, has recovered to normal coverage levels, or even beyond that. Joseph Comiso, senior research scientist with the Cryospheric Science Branch of NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland, told Canada's CBC News that the world has been cooling for about 7 years. Meanwhile, California meteorologist Anthony Watts says January 2008 was the planet's second coldest January in 15 years, and the average temperature of Earth, according to the world's weather laboratories, dropped significantly over this period. Wow. Numbers crunched by the four major public and private global tracking sources say that global warming is over. It's over, Al Gore. Shut up. We don't want to see your fat wig anymore. I don't want to see you. I mean, come on. Can you imagine if that guy had gotten president? Bush is bad enough. Finally, I'll just end it with this. This is from the National Post. Says Professor Richard Lindzen, atmospheric physicist and professor of meteorology at MIT, couldn't get any higher than that, wants everyone to calm down. The Earth is okay, he says. The planet is fine. Forests are returning in Europe and the United States. Air quality has improved. We grow more food on less land. People don't have to go hungry. And there is no global warming. But they still are going to use it to build camps to put us all in. There still are going to be weather catastrophes. See, that's why we haven't been having all those hurricanes. They said hurricanes are caused by global warming, but there hasn't been any global warming. Do you get it, friends? How many thousands of liars are... I just turned on a cable news network just last night, and they were still talking about global warming, and they were showing some ice caps melting. They can get all this old footage. You know, every year some of the ice caps melt. It's, you know, seasonal. I mean, it snows in the Midwest every year. And we have heat waves in Texas every year. Oh, my. It's a cyclical thing, friends. Until Jesus returns again, we're going to have summer and winter and fall, autumn, spring. That's the ways of the earth. But the fearmongers are out there trying to scare you. to take away your freedoms and your liberties. This is Tex Mars. We're going to have to take a break now. When we come back, we've got so much. I want you to hear about this ministry that's been shut down in Canada by the government. Because, it did some terrible things like exposing Jehovah's Witnesses, exposing the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi's fakery, exposing Islam and all other false religions. And you can't do that today, according to the Canadian government. This is Tex Mars. You're listening to Power Prophecy. I'll be right back after this brief message. Hello again, friends. Tex Mars. You know, a lot of people ask me about cults and false religions. And they're probably unaware that I am the author of Tex Mars' book of New Age Cults and Religions, the number one guide to exposing these groups. We have a 354-page book that I authored several years back, and I want you to have a copy of this book for your library. You need it. Here's some of the groups that it exposes. Some of the groups. Over 100 cult groups and false religions are unmasked, including A Course in Miracles. Oprah Winfrey has been having leaders of A Course in Miracles. That's a false Bible, a false Jesus, a system that says Jesus and Lucifer are brothers. Oh, yes. The devil and God are brothers. It's A Course in Miracles. It was written, this false Bible, by a Jewish lady psychologist named Helen Schuchman. But you'll find out about A Course in Miracles and how Oprah Winfrey has been deceived and how now she's promoting this false Bible to the whole world with her radio programs. A Course in Miracles. It should be A Course in Deviltry. And you need this book to tell you about A Course in Miracles. Then there's Ananda Anthroposophy, the Rudolf Steiner system. If your kid is going to one of these Waldorf schools, how about Montessori schools? It covers the Montessori school system. Then there's the so-called prophet, the sleeping prophet, Edgar Cayce. There's the Baha'i World Church. There's Elizabeth Clare Prophet, the Dalai Lama. He's been in the news. This will tell you about the Dalai Lama, the Druids, the Fellowship of Isis, Freemasonry. There's, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Lucis Trust, the Mormons or LDS Church. There's the Pacific Institute. How about Ramtha? You may not be aware that there's a woman out there who's gotten millions of dollars from people who believe in Ramtha, a 35,000-year-old much-reincarnated spirit man. And he's come back to lead you to wisdom. Or so says the con lady that's offering you Ramtha. Hey, how about Madame Blavatsky and Theosophy? The secret doctrine. You need to find out about that. UFO cults. A lot of people ask me about UFOs. Well, I discuss UFOs and the truth of them in the book New Age Cults and Religions. Unity Church. World Goodwill. And there's the old Worldwide Church of God. Now, of course, it's seen many changes. But you'll learn about the old system that under Herbert Armstrong and what he taught. So there's so much here that you need to find out about. And it's all in the book, New Age Cults and Religions. UFO abductions, Mayan sun gods, temple priestesses, gurus, whirling dervishes, crystal powers, pyramid powers, false messiahs, astrological prophets, virgin goddesses, and more, all covered. For $18, we'll send you this 354-page book. Now, simply add $4 shipping and handling. As for the book, New Age Cults and Religions by Tex Mars. Tex Mars' book, in fact, of New Age Cults and Religions. $18, $4 shipping and handling. Total of $22 postpaid. Get it by sending a check or money order to Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Or you can phone us toll-free here in the United States and Canada, 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. That would be Monday through Friday, Central Standard Time, 8 to 5:30. Call us at 1-800-234-9673. Now, you can also order the book, Texmar's Book of New Age Cults and Religions, by going online at powerofprophecy.com. Powerofprophecy.com. Now let's return to our regular program. We're talking about secrets, and we've got so much to tell you about today. Canada has hate crime laws. And the Jewish ADL and other such groups want to have these laws passed in America, in the United States, as well. Well, listen to this news item from WorldNet Daily. Canada orders ministry by Christians shut down. Well, Lori McGregor of McGregor Ministries up in Canada, she and her group were doing things that the Canadian government said are not allowed anymore. And Lori says the reason why is that Canada is no longer a Christian nation. And then Lori McGregor says, watch out, America. Hate crimes are coming your way, too. Well, what did McGregor Ministries do to be shut down? They must have done something horrible. Well, yes, they did. You see, they told people very nicely, but very pointedly, that Christianity was not the same as Buddhism, Islam, Mormonism, the Jehovah's Witnesses. And the Canadian government says you can't do that. You can't expose, you can't criticize other religions. I remember some years ago, I guess it was about 8 or 9 years ago, I visited up in Winnipeg, Canada. And while I was up there, a witches group went down to the police station and filed a complaint against Tex Mars and wanted to have me arrested for violation of hate crimes. They said that I had said bad things about Freemasons and the Masonic Lodge. They said that I was opposed to witchcraft in my books, such as New Age Cults and Religions. And they asked the police to arrest me and put me in jail for violating Canada's hate crime laws. Now we see McGregor Ministries has been closed down. The Canadian government ordered it shut down because the ministry taught that only Christianity is the true religion. Wow. Now they offered this ministry a chance to stay open. They told the Christians, if you will also teach people, every time you say something good about Christianity, you've got to give equal space and time to other religions and say nice things about them too. If you will put Christianity on the same level with Buddhism, Islam, Mormonism, and all the other religions, we'll let you stay in existence. Otherwise, we're going to shut you down. See, that's the carrot. Now, when the IRS came and examined my ministry some years ago, the IRS agent sat there and he said, what gives you the authority, Mr. Mars, to criticize Freemasonry? What gives you the authority to say bad things about other religions? I said, this Bible does. The Holy Bible. And he said, I'm not interested in the Holy Bible. Don't open that book while I'm here. And he told me, you don't have any authority. The 501c3 Act of the government does not allow you to criticize worthy groups. Worthy? Worthy? Huh? He says, why, you've even talked about the Illuminati. We cannot allow that. And they were going to shut us down. Well, we told them they could take the 501c3 and, well, I'm not going to tell you, we were nice about it, but we basically said we don't want tax exempt status. This is the problem, dear friends. Now, the McGregor Ministries, my understanding is they say we're moving to the United States where we have freedom. And they're going to ask for 501c3 status in the United States. Now, I don't know Lori McGregor, but I would advise her to watch out. You can't leave Canada because they're shutting you down and come to the United States and do the same thing if you're a 501c3. They'll shut you down here too. The IRS will come to see you and say, Miss McGregor, you can't say what you said about the Dalai Lama of Tibetan Buddhism. If he wants to be a God man, you've got to let him be a God. Friends, this is what the world is coming to. Even now, 501c3 organizations, and most ministries are, must compromise with the devil and with government. We refuse to do it, and we tell them they can take their 501c3. And you know, the IRS was absolutely shocked. They were stunned. They thought we'd bow and get on our knees and say, please give us our tax-exempt status. Oh, please, Mr. IRS. And we said, you can take it and shove it. Now, here's the amazing miracle that occurred here at Power Prophecy. And I want to recommend this to Ms. McGregor. When I went on radio and told you, my dear friends, that we were going to drop our 501c3 status because the government wanted us to compromise. And even literally, they said, you've got to start promoting other religions as well as your own. You've got to promote other religions. You've got to give them equal time on your radio program and in your newsletters and on your internet sites. They told us that. You've got to give other religions equal time. I said, never. For one thing, they won't give me equal time. I asked the IRS agent, I said, there's a huge Buddhist temple right down Highway 360 here in Austin. Can I go down there and demand equal time? And you know, the IRS agent just looked at me and smirked at me. In other words, it's the Christians that have to give the false religions of the devil equal time, but the devil doesn't have to give us 1 second of its time. You see how they've turned it? You have to be fair to other religions if you're going to receive IRS 501c3 status. But they don't have to be fair to you because you're the one that's mean and cruel and for 2,000 years have persecuted witches and all these wonderful people. You're the bad guy. That's what they told us. And you know what? The minute I went on air and told you what was happening, I got a flood of letters from people who begged me to let the 501c3 status go down into the devil's pit. They said, we don't want to give you love gifts if you're going to be a 501c3 tax. We want you to let that go. And we did. There has been in all of these years, I think it's been almost 10 years since we've been just a straightforward group. We're not 501c3 tax exempt anymore. It's been 10 years now. There's only been one person in all those years that ever said, oh, I'm not going to give you a love gift or a donation or offering because I want a tax gift. Only one person out of thousands of wonderful people who have helped this ministry. Only one said, I can't give to you without getting a tax deduction. Only one. I hope he's happy wherever he's at. I hope he's found the right ministry, a compromise ministry. They're everywhere. They're on every street corner. You can go to these other ministries and you can get a tax break, tax deduction, maybe. Now it's very hard to get, I understand, anyway, on the tax forms when you fill out your 1040. They disallow almost everything anyway nowadays. But that man wanted a tax break so much, he didn't want to give to God's work. He wanted to give the devil's work. Well, just go ahead. By the way, the Church of Satan and the Church of Wicca or witchcraft are both 501c3 IRS-approved churches. What does that tell you? But Power Prophecy is not. Well, I'm looking at a picture of a building from Rome, Italy. It's a huge building. Looks like the Pentagon like 10 of the largest hotels in the world all in one big building. It's the Rome, Italy headquarters of the United Nations World Food Authority, better known as the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, or FAO, F-A-O. Did you know this organization? They're spending tens of millions of dollars already, this World Food Organization. A lot of people don't even know they exist. They want to be given authority over all farmers and agriculturists throughout the world. They can control the food supply. And they have a motto. You know, every organization needs a Latin motto. Fiat panis. Fiat panis. I wanted to know what that meant. You know, I just have an inquiring mind, dear friends. Guess what the motto, fiat panis, means? Let there be bread. They're gods. They're like, let there be light. Let there be bread. That's the motto, the Latin motto of the World Food Organization, the World Food Authority. It's there. I'm going to put a picture of this building in my newsletter. I'm so shocked at the size of this gargantuan thing. Well, meanwhile, some very powerful people have gotten together and they've gone to a very cold place, the island of Spitsbergen in the Barents Sea near the Arctic Ocean in the country of Norway, and they've set up something called the Global Seed Vault. Global Seed Vault. The Seed Vault is like a big safe, and it has the capacity to house up to 4.5 million different varieties of seeds from all over the planet. It's called the Doomsday Vault. Now, it opened up February 26th of this year. And it's going to be managed and overseen by the Rome-based, get it? Same place where the World Food Organization is of the UN. In Rome, there's a group called the Global Crop Diversity Trust. And they are going to operate this Doomsday Seed Vault. 4.5 million different varieties of seeds. They say if a global catastrophe occurred, maybe a meteor, Planet X was to smash into the Earth, or a series of huge earthquakes and volcanoes were to disrupt weather patterns, or global warming melted the seas and there was huge flooding, the seeds would be saved. They're going to save our seeds. Now, if you've read my book, Days of Hunger, Days of Chaos, you'll understand what's going on. They are going to own all the seeds. You can only buy seeds if the government will sell them to you. The government's going to have to approve of every buyer of seeds. You can't even grow crops. By the way, they're making all the crops now genetically engineered so that they won't grow again. You can't plant corn and then you take the corn kernels and make them into seeds and plant more. It won't happen. You take potatoes, you know, and they have little seedlings on the potatoes and you cut those off and you plant those and they make more little seedlings of potatoes. That won't happen anymore because now they're having the Terminator gene. Ah, yes. The food crops have Terminator genes inserted into the seeds. You can't perpetuate crops as mankind has done for the 6,000 years of our history. Who's behind the Doomsday Seed Vault? Who's going to own all the seeds on the planet Earth when we're all starving? Well, the Rockefeller Foundation, for one. There's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Bill Gates, you know, of Microsoft. There's the Monsanto Chemical Corporation. And a group from Switzerland, I've never heard of them before, called Syngenta. They are one of the developers of the genetically modified plant seeds, the ones with the Terminator gene. But the Rockefeller Foundation has been in this business for a long time. Boy, that should get your attention. Hey, I was just reading. Somebody sent me this. I don't normally get this newspaper. It's the Bay Times newspaper from San Francisco, and it's published by a group calling itself, now let me get this right, the Gay and Lesbian
Task Force, I think it is here. But in any way, these gays want me to know that there's a dangerous woman out there in Congress. Her name is Oklahoma State Representative Sally Kern, K-E-R-N. Now, the gay community says she's a bigger threat than terrorist or Islam because she has been accusing gays unjustly of attempting to destroy the nation. And they put her homophobic remarks on YouTube.com. The people that published this, actually, it's Gay and Lesbian Victory Fund. And they say 530,000 people have viewed her video. Ms. Kern, the congresswoman, said she considers gays the death knell for this country. Ooh. Wow. Ms. Kern also said studies have shown throughout history that no society that has totally embraced homosexuality has lasted more than a few decades. The gay agenda will mean the end of America and our civilization. Well, gays are, they're going nuts. They're so angry about this. They're so upset with this woman. They're going all out to destroy her. And here's what makes it worse. When all the gay organizations got a hold of her office and told how mad they were and how they were going to campaign against her, she refused to back down. I mean, that really, I mean, usually it's, oh, please, please don't hurt me in my campaign for office. I'll do anything you say. But she said, I'm not changing. What I'm saying, I believe in. That's what she told the gay groups. What I am saying, I believe in. Friends, I like this woman. Oklahoma State Representative Sally Kern and the Oklahoma State Legislature. Wow. But the Gay and Lesbian Alliance says this type of hateful and defamatory language is completely unacceptable. Ah, yes. Our hero for today, Congressman Kern. Meanwhile, President Bush has met with UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, and we've got to change the infrastructure of Africa, and there's development goals by 2015. And listen to what the President of the United States and the UN Secretary General, Mr. Ki-moon, had to say. They said, we're going to focus on the food situation and agriculture. Oh, yeah. I think it's called, we're going to starve those darkies. Now, I say darkies with power in my voice because here's what the Bible says. The Bible says that it doesn't matter what race you are because flesh will never enter the kingdom of heaven anyway. The Bible says in the book of Acts, out of one blood, God made all the people on the face of this planet. But what do the Illuminati say? We are gods on earth, and we're white people. Yeah. Yeah, they want to destroy Africa. They want to decimate those who they feel are the dark, inferior races. They want to recolonialize Africa. I'm wondering if Barack Obama's pastor wasn't at least partly right. Now, that word he said about GD America, that was horrible. That was, to me, maybe he didn't mean it that way, but Pastor Wright, Obama's pastor, whew, from the church up in Chicago, I don't want to use that kind of language. Be very careful. If you want to say that God is going to send damnation to America because of its killing ways, that's one thing. But don't say GD America. Maybe he didn't mean it that way, but boy, it sounded bad to me. But you know, some of the things the guy said was right. A nation that goes around massacring people in Iraq and giving Israel the armaments to torture and brutalize the Palestinians and the Lebanese, that can't be good. That can't be right. We're the big bullies of this world, and we're the proxy for Israel smashing other countries. And you know, we're going to have to pay a price for that. And now we want to go into Africa. You really think they want to help Africa? You got to be kidding me. We want to control the Africans. And I think Bush
and all of these other Illuminists, they think these people are dark, inferior peoples. Well, I got news for them, dear friends. God doesn't look at the color of your skin, but he looks at the righteousness, if it exists, in your heart. Have you accepted Jesus Christ and you're a black man? Well, guess what? In heaven, you're not going to have any race. You're saved by faith, by grace, by the love of Jesus Christ for you. I love what the Bible says. Whosoever will may come. White people only? Baloney. Yellow people only? Red people? Don't give it one second's thought. God considers the hearts of evil men dark. That's who the darkies really are. It's the Illuminati. They're the darkies of this world. The N-word applies to them, I suppose. They're the evil people. But as far as God is concerned, every man comes equally. You bow your knees. And friends, the Bible says in Philippians that eventually every human being will bow his knees and praise Jesus Christ as Lord God. Every human being. And at that time, there's not going to be any question about, well, I'm a favored person because I'm a Jew, or I'm white, or I'm this or that. Because God knows what is in the hearts of every man and woman. And that's good news. That's good news for black people and white people and Chinese and all in betweens. And that's what we believe about race relations here. You must be born again. Then what race are you going to be? Ha ha. You see, my friends, there's two groups on this planet. One group are those who are citizens of hell and earth. But there's a group that are the citizens of heavenly Jerusalem. And God has chosen them out of all the ethnic and national groups on this planet. People of God. The Israel of God. That's what they're called. You don't agree with me? Well, that's just the way it is. I'm not going to apologize for God. That's the way he made it. Now, there was a Capitol Hill Masonic breakfast. I missed it. But according to a newsletter put out by the Supreme Council of the Scottish Rite, they met. Among them was Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger of Maryland, Congressman Denny Reberg of Montana, Congressman Joe Wilson of South Carolina, Congressman Nick Rahal of West Virginia, Congressman David Hobson of Ohio, and Congressman Howard Coble of North Carolina. And they all met and had a real good time at the Cannon House office building for a breakfast. Oh, I'd like to have been there. Think they'll invite me to the next one, friends? I sure hope so. Prince Charles, according to news reports, he was in Great Britain, but they beamed 7,000 miles away to the nation of Dubai, a laser projection of him. And it looked like he was standing right there talking to them. Makes you think about the image of the beast, doesn't it, dear friends? Revelation 13. Well, this is Tex Mars. These have been Secrets for Today, Volume 142. I'm so glad you were listening with me and being my friend today as we shared things on Power of Prophecy. And my prayer is you'll tune in each week during this same time and discover the power of prophecy.